Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. A top team to deal with your personal injury claim.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Pre-match.
For us, it's about really looking to improve our performance level. You know, we've got some results of late, but really we want to keep improving on the performance level. And as my teams have shown, we'll get better as the season goes on, but we'd want to start that sooner rather than later.
It was only 9 months ago that a classy Liverpool rolled into Old Trafford and dominated a one-sided affair. That day, they came here feeling they could beat anyone. They don't really have that now. That aura seems to have gone, and it may take something very special to leave with all the points after this match. Out of the Champions League, struggling in the Premier League, Liverpool need one match to trigger a turnaround. Could this be the one? Brendan Rodgers has struggled to find or decide on his best 11 all season, and that's reflected again today in his starting 11. He has been persisting with Simon Mignolet in goal, but that's changed today, and Brad Jones takes the gloves. His last start was a 3-1 defeat at Southampton in March 2013. Mignolet in goal, a back three, Johnson, Skirtle and Lovren. Henderson and Moreno, the wing-backs. Allen and Gerrard in the centre. Further forward, Coutinho, Lallana and Sterling. The United side today, De Gea in goal. There's, it's a back four or three. How's it line up, Ray?
Yeah, three centre-halves. Phil Jones on the right over three. Michael Carrick in the middle. With Johnny Evans on the left. And two wing-backs, Antonio Valencia on the right. Ashley Young over on the left. Wayne Rooney playing in a centre midfield role alongside Fellaini, and Juan Mata just ahead of him with Wilson and Van Persie up front.
Liverpool on the attack down the left-hand side. We talked about it off air. You said you thought United might not want that Carrick in sort of a centre of a back three.
No, I mean, he's a good passer to the ball. He reads the game reasonably well, but he's not a centre-half. He has played in that position before. But I think that's a formation that Van Gaal likes to play with the three centre-halves and the wing-backs. I do feel there's an area Liverpool can get at Manchester United, and that's down the Liverpool right against Ashley Young.
Stretford and Liverpool attacking in the first half. Gerrard with an early corner within a couple of minutes. Springs it to the far post, headed back in towards Skirtle, gets a foot on it, cleared from within the six-yard box by Rooney. Sterling first to the ball, now to Gerrard on the left, decent cross in. But that's Carrick with a header high into his own penalty area. Now they just managed to clear it through Robin van Persie. Comes back into the box, and Liverpool applying the early pressure, making an early stand in the game. Sterling trying to spin round Valencia. The ball's broken back to the edge of the United area for Henderson, but he wasn't really delicate with his touch and has come out to the right-hand side for Valencia, who steals infield past Lallana and he slips over. Liverpool, though, pressing high immediately.
Well, they're trying to. I mean, that was a fabulous start, wasn't it? It was a great delivery from Steven Gerrard from the corner. No one was picking up at the far post. It was actually Philip Coutinho. I said they wouldn't win a header, but he did. He won the header at the far post. No Manchester United player picking him up. Headed it back across goal to pick out Martin Skirtle. And he just couldn't get too much on the strike.
Well, Brad's first touch of the ball wasn't quite what he would have wanted. Cut across it. I'm sure he feels a few nerves rippling through his body. You would. 70-odd thousand seater stadium. And he just needs to settle into the game quick.
Well, Ronnie Moran, the old coach at Liverpool when I was there, you know, he's a great football man. Ronnie's first words to all Liverpool players, make sure your first pass is a good one. And that one there from Brad wasn't particularly good. He looked uncomfortable when the ball was played back to him. And he looked very edgy as he tried to kick the ball downfield and wasn't convincing at all.
The game.
Moreno, ball down the left side. Lallana does well, but Fellaini might just get carded for this. That was very late. He has on this near side of the pitch slid into the body of Lallana, who's quick thinking had stolen a march off Fellaini. And Fellaini scythed him down.
Well, I tell you what, lucky he wasn't any higher with the challenge. He went low, Fellaini, didn't he? I think if he went over the top of the ball, it certainly would have been a red card. And that's born out of frustration. Giving the ball away when he played it straight to Coutinho. Wayne Rooney had a little word with him about his passing there. And there, he's gone flying into a charging challenge on Adam Lallana. It was just far too quick for him.
4 minutes. Liverpool free kick. Gerrard wide on the left. Feeds a ball into the United penalty area. It's headed away. Attempting to get it back in was Joe Allen. And it's eventually rebounded back to the halfway line where Johnson, no, didn't take his time. And he's just crashed one. Lallana coming down the left wing, jinking left and right. He's about 22 yards from goal. He's played a lovely ball for Sterling. And that's an excellent stop by the keeper, De Gea. Sterling burst into the box off a diagonal run. He was found by Lallana's excellent thinking. and really could have scored there, but a fine stop from the United keeper.
It wasn't a great finish, I've got to be honest with you. I mean, it was more than hope than anything. Great movement off the ball from Raheem Sterling. Lovely ball.
Oh, Valencia at the other end. United applying the pressure. Teed up for Rooney! Rooney sails away. Brendan Rodgers turns his back to the pitch and bows his head. Probably a little bit angry that Liverpool didn't punish United just minutes earlier. Step forward, Wayne Rooney. Valencia found him central edge of the penalty area. He smashed it past Brad Jones. United 1, Liverpool 0.
Is that not typical of football? At the one end of the field, Raheem Sterling's one-on-one with David De Gea and misses the opportunity where he just goes low and the keeper makes the save. I think if he hits it high, he certainly scores. He missed a chance like that in Ludogorets in a similar position, Raheem Sterling, and that's something he's going to have to improve upon, is that finishing. But this goal that Liverpool gave away, this is too easy. There was three Liverpool players in and around Antonio Valencia. He nutmegs Joe Allen. There's no one in the middle. By the way, there's three centre-halves there, not picking up Wayne Rooney, who's, just coming in from the edge of the box. Ball's played into him under no pressure whatsoever, and he just strokes it into the bottom corner, and it gave Brad Jones in the goal no chance whatsoever. The first real attack from Manchester United, and they score a goal. And that probably sums up Liverpool this season. You know, they can't score at one end when they've had a really good chance. You go down the opposite end and you can't defend an opportunity like that.
Well, you can't concede like that, Ray.
That's schoolboy stuff.
Moreno on the left wing to Sterling. Sterling then just jinking his way to the edge of the United box. Gets around Mata. Tees it up for Gerrard. Long strike from the Liverpool skipper. Never quite had enough on it. De Gea saw it early as well and went down and collected. You mentioned Lallana and two broken ribs. It seems inconceivable you can play with two broken
ribs.
Yeah,
it does, but it just shows his determination. You know, this lad wants to play. He wants to have a big future at Liverpool. You have to give him his opportunity. You know, he's been a bit part player for the last few weeks for me, in and out. Not unused sub against Basel in midweek, which I was quite surprised at, because Liverpool really looked like they need, you know, a bit of class in possession of the ball. He's just got to, you know, watch that he doesn't run himself out of legs, if you know what I mean.
Now Liverpool attacking the box down the right hand side with Lallana. Fellaini's back to win it for United. Plays it upfield for Wilson. Gauging the jump better was Johnson, and he's started a run forward, then chipped it into the box. It's gone over the top and towards Moreno, out wide on the left of the penalty area. He feeds it back into Sterling. Sterling, lovely jink past Jones, and goes for the near side of the goal. Has it come off the keeper? It must have done. Keeper and out for a corner.
Yeah, what a turn. Good build-up play from Liverpool. Deep cross to the far post. Recycled into the path of Raheem Sterling. He got away from Phil Jones and he didn't have a lot on. The only thing I think he might have done wrong, he went for the near post where De Gea was. I think you've got to hit that hard across the face of the goal. Even look to go towards that far post and see if one of your players are coming in to finish it off. But Liverpool, for me, have been much the better side, but find themselves 1-0 down.
Coutinho took that corner and it was defended away by Wayne Rooney.
There's an injury to someone. Glenn Johnson, I think, has got a problem. Yep. Glenn Johnson's got a problem, I'll tell you.
Oh, yeah, there we go. Groin, he's holding the top of his leg. Doesn't seem like he can move much more. This might force the hand a little bit in terms
of... No, I don't think so.
Colo Touré.
Colo Touré,
just bring him on.
Straight into your back three again. I mean, if this is the system you think was going to get your result, then, you know, there's no need to change at the moment. Just because you're at a goal down, I don't think that's the problem. Liverpool have played well. They've knocked the ball around reasonably well. They've created two good chances, one outstanding for Raheem Sterling, and they have posed Manchester United lots of problems. United, very fortunate to be 1-0 up.
Johnson off, Touré on. Touré, the Standard Chartered Player of the Month, ever since he and Lucas got in there and sort of cemented positions. Liverpool have... Well, certainly conceded less. Oh, what a pass by Gerrard to Moreno. Just couldn't control it. A little bit too heavy. Well, that was sensational by Steven Gerrard. Crossfield, low, like a dagger, right at Moreno. And he just couldn't get hold of the ball.
Brilliant ball from Steven Gerrard. Absolutely inch perfect. But the defending from Valencia. See, that's a lad who's a winger playing in that position. You know, he gets ahead of the ball. You know, he's gone. You know, he's not going to pick him out. I'm going to run forward. And he's just misjudged the flight of the ball. And Moreno's touch probably just let him down.
Mata goes backwards past Allen, but retains possession. And then left-footed, plays it out wide to the wing. And Evans with a run forward, which has got him up to the left edge of the Liverpool penalty area. Then uses Young, who crosses in. There's an opportunity! And there's two for United. And it's feeling a little bit dark for Liverpool at this moment in time as Juan Mata heads home. The madness of the half is that Liverpool haven't played that badly, but United have undone them in little moments. United 2, Liverpool 0. Barely any time on the left of the clock at the end of the first half.
Well offside. Well offside. The assistant's had a nightmare. An absolute nightmare. What is he thinking of? He's looking right across the line of where the ball was delivered
into. Oh, he is,
into.
Isn't he?
It's only 3 yards offside. I thought that when I was looking. I'm thinking, how did he get in there? Free. Ball was delivered in. Van Persie with the flick. Mata must be 3-4 yards offside. How can this assistant not see that? That is unbelievable. And that could be a defining moment in this game.
Shocking call by the assistant on this near side. The replays show a goal that should easily have been ruled out.
I didn't need the replay, honestly. But Angelo, looking, I've played in enough games, I've seen enough situations. My first thought was, he looks offside to me there. He's too far ahead of the play. And there was good reason why, because he was 3 yards offside.
Well, there's nothing they can do about it now. 2-0 probably doesn't reflect what we've watched in the first half, right?
No, but this is where, you know, Liverpool now, heads, are they going to go down? They're going to start feeling sorry for themselves. You know, they've got to work hard to get back into it. You know, just the a few of the players who started very well, like Coutinho, Sterling, Harley, being involved now, they're running around. But it looks a bit naive in the running, you know, at times.
Coutinho trying to roll the ball in short for Lallana in the box, but stopped by Rooney, comes back out to Coutinho again. And the flag is raised on the far side by the official. Quick free kick taken by Henderson, and the header goal was by Sterling. Is caught by the keeper, De Gea.
Yeah, quick early ball in, wasn't it, from Jordan Henderson. Ryan Sterling got between Phil Jones and Antonio Valencia. It was a decent header. He was going backwards, couldn't really get the height on it. He got the direction, but a little bit more height might have proved more of a problem for De Gea in the United goal.
Half time. Liverpool could have scored first in this game, but Sterling didn't take his chance. It took a matter of a minute for Wayne Rooney to score at the other end. Second goal for United, hugely debatable, not even debatable. It wasn't a goal, it was offside, but the scoreline at the break is 2-0, Ray.
Yeah, a huge advantage to Manchester United going in at half-time. Liverpool can be reasonably pleased the way that they played. Unfortunately, you know, you don't score at one end, and the way the games are going for Liverpool at the moment, they can't defend at the other, and they've gave away a really poor goal, the first one, which has encouraged Manchester United. They got a little bit better. I still think they're vulnerable. I still think you can get at them. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the start of the second half, whether Brendan changes the formation of the team, brings on one or two of the strikers, and really has a go at Manchester United. But even at this stage, I have to say, Steve, I still think Liverpool could get something out of it if they take the chances, and I think they'll get some in the second half, but they have got to defend better than that.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors. You'll want them on side. Start your claim at hampsonhughes.com.
Welcome back to Old Trafford. The Liverpool players just come out of the tunnel. The bookmakers don't always get it right, but Ray Houghton, if I tell you that the bookies are saying it's 14-1 for a draw and 40-1 for a Liverpool win now.
I went 2-2.
Good value?
I went 2-2, didn't I? Yeah. It just depends. I mean, as I said, there was still some encouragement for Liverpool in that first half to get something out of this game. Manchester United have won their last five league games, but they've not been convincing. They've not been convincing today. And you look at where the weakness is, and it's probably the back five. You know, you've got two natural defenders there in Evans and Jones. Carrick's a midfield player playing there. Valencia's a winger playing in the right wing-back position. And I mean, Ashley Young, they've not really tested them as a defensive player. And I think that's an area Liverpool should be looking at.
OK, Mario Balotelli starting the second half. He's jogging past some of the subs who are taking their time getting to their seats, and now he gets up towards the halfway line. So Balotelli, the introduction. He played in four Manchester derbies. He's used to scoring for City against United, scored twice in the 6-1 win here in 2011, and famously lifted to show that t-shirt, "Why always me?" And he's still got that phrase hung around his neck, hasn't he? But Can it be him today? Indeed, will it be him? Mario Balotelli on Raheem Sterling. Well, causing problems up front, but he's not a natural goal scorer, is he? And let's see how they try and line themselves up. Coutinho's got the ball at the moment, out wide to the right for Henderson. Now Balotelli's first involvement, using his strength to hold the ball, then gives it away to Young. Gerrard and Allen getting stuck in there. It's Lallana who's made way for Balotelli. And indeed, Ray Houghton, will this make a difference to Liverpool?
Well, time will tell. You know, Maribelli just had his first touch of the ball there. It wasn't particularly convincing. You know, instead of just laying the ball back to one of his teammates, you know, he just gave the ball away. He need a lot more from him. You know, Liverpool were very quick into possession of the ball. You know, very dynamic. And, you know, Mario has to make sure he plays at that level as well in this second half. I think it would be Lallana. It must be the injury that he's had, the two broken ribs, because I thought he'd done okay. You know, he was one of Liverpool's livelier players in that first half.
Sterling to the dead ball line, lifts it up. Henderson's there, goal! And he's headed it over the top of the crossbar. No real conviction with how he approached that headed opportunity, but Sterling couldn't have done any better for him.
Oh, what a ball. He's dug this out from the byline. Raheem Sterling under a bit of pressure. I think it was Phil Jones and others that was in and around him. He's played in a great area. And there, Jordan Henderson's got in front of Ashley Young. He got to score. You have got to score. You've got to head that down. I mean, to me, maybe a little lack of confidence there from Jordan Henderson under no real pressure. Head the ball down. Really asked questions of De Gea in the goal. He didn't. He went high and it was well over the top of the crossbar. This passage of play for United now, this wasn't happening in the first half. Where Johnny Evans can walk out with the ball under no pressure. In the first half, as soon as he done that, someone was on him quickly, pressurising him and forcing him to make mistakes.
Is that just out? Oh, they're giving the ball away. United. Sterling's in on the keeper. Gone round De Gea. Sterling can score. Saved by the keeper, De Gea. And that just about sums up Liverpool's luck at the moment. Sterling clearly isn't a finisher. Today, twice, he should have scored. That time, the keeper just stood in front of him and blocked him out.
No, this is a huge miss. I mean, this is an unbelievable miss from Raheem Sterling. He could even turn and play the ball to Balotelli, who wasn't too happy that Sterling went on his own. I don't blame Sterling for going on his own, because he was one-on-one with De Gea. He's got to score there. He must score in a situation like that.
Coutinho, now the edge of the area, it's Henderson. Can't get a shot through. Wilson instead helps clear it away, and then further cleared by Jones. Well, he'll have nightmares about the two different incidents when he gets home, Raheem Sterling.
Yeah, I'm just looking up now. Look at his head down there, Steve. You know, his head's going from side to side. He's thinking to himself, how did I miss that?
That was the way back in. United come up the other end. Van Persie outside the penalty area. Rolls it for Rooney. Saved by the keeper inside his six-yard box. Jones collects it, bowls it out quickly towards Coutinho. And then Coutinho chips it wide to his left for Allen, who immediately is dispossessed by Robin Van Persie. Well, it was a United mistake, which gave Sterling the opportunity.
Yeah, I think it was Michael Carrick who underhit his back pass to De Gea, and Sterling was in. On his left foot, he doesn't look comfortable, does he? You know, he sort of danced round the ball. He thought he'd gone round De Gea and side foot into the empty net, and all he did was play it straight against the goalkeeper, and the chance had gone.
United attack down the right hand side, only one in the box in Van Persie, and they're looking to get the cross in through Wilson, but he's fallen over, and Liverpool thankfully survived that.
It was actually a good challenge there from Lovren. You know, he done well to recover, because initially got himself into a bad position.
The referee's blown his whistle as Sterling burst away with that incredible first 10-20 yards of pace. Then he heard the whistle had gone, turned round, and at the same time he's looking at Balotelli, having a word with the ref. United have taken their free kick down the right line. Valencia puts it in low, blocked back out to him. Waiting for it is Mata on the edge of the area. Valencia wraps it into the box, and it's just gone wide of goal. I don't know who it came off, but someone tried to turn it goalwards. Yeah, Van Persie?
Yeah, why is he free? You know, there's so many yellow shirts in the box there. You've got three centre-halves, who's picking up? I mean, Lovren made the first interception, back to Valencia, and there's no one picking up. I think Skirtle was the closest to him. You would have to ask the question, where's Moreno? You know, where's the left wing back on that occasion?
Great ball through to Sterling. Sterling in the penalty area. Jones has tried to block him out. Missed his first chance to shoot a goal. Plays it back for Balotelli. His shot onto the underside of the crossbar from De Gea. United lived that moment. And Balotelli thought he'd scored. De Gea's strong arms punch the ball up onto the crossbar and just about keeps it out.
What a save. What a fantastic save. I mean, De Gea's not had a great deal to do. He had that one-on-one with Raheem Sterling where he done well, but there, that was a brilliant save to keep it at 2-0.
Liverpool corner from the left in towards Gerrard. Nods it down for Torre. Torre skimmed it forward. Balotelli tries to overhead kick it in. And then the keeper got it away. It's gone back out.
Good pressure from Liverpool. It is going to be Markovic who's going to come on. We'll just see who is going to be taking off. But this is a good spell for Liverpool. Great run from Sterling. Pulled it back for Balotelli. Hit it first time. Brilliant save by De Gea.
This corner into the box, dealt with by Van Persie. This time he's headed it away. Is Mata going to be quicker to it? And he is ahead of Moreno. But Moreno's then made up for that and got back with a stab of the ball back, which Steven Gerrard can get to first. A little bit of an anxious moment there.
It was lucky it was Mata, wasn't it? I think anyone quicker than they would have been away from Moreno, who was a bit hesitant to come out and close Mata down. Done enough to get back with his pace to see off the danger.
United play a ball out for Mata. Mata running with it. Lovely pass by him. Brought Rooney into things. His ball across the penalty area. Not dealt with by Liverpool. Mata then squares it. Van Persie! Well, what else can you say? You feel at a real low at this point as United celebrate with 10 bodies all over each other. There's a dejected look right across every Liverpool player's face. 3-0 probably doesn't represent the scoreline, but not much is going right for this side at the moment. That was on the counter-attack. Liverpool had the opportunity to clear that ball and made a mess of it. United punished them for it. United 3, Liverpool 0.
Yeah, another mistake defensively though, wasn't it? I mean, the clearance from Dejan Lovren was poor. You know, you've got to get height and distance. I don't know what he was doing or what he was thinking about, or he was worried about being closed down, but he doesn't get any purchase on the ball. Eventually came to Robin Van Persie, and there's the difference. Finishes, clinical. Wayne Rooney, clinical. Mata at the far post, clinical. Robin Van Persie, clinical. Liverpool have had Sterling, not clinical. Same with Balotelli. They're the differences, they're the moments, game-changing moments. Liverpool were well in that game in the second half. They've had the opportunities, they've not taken them, and then Manchester United come forward, can't defend it properly. Liverpool find themselves 3-0 down. Only themselves to blame.
Jordan Henderson for Liverpool lifts his head up, looks to see if there's a cross on, instead plays a short pass into the near side of the penalty area, then gets a bit of luck as the ball rolls through. Henderson to Balotelli. Balotelli surely saved on the line by the keeper David De Gea.
Roll it in the bottom corner in the near post. That's all they had to do. I mean, he's gone across to keep his off balance. I think it was a more difficult angle to try and get your shot. Not a lot of pace on it. Straight at the goalkeeper De Gea, who makes another save. At least he's in there. I mean, this is the most I've seen Mario in the box. You know, there's been previous games for Liverpool where it showed you he didn't get in the box at all. He didn't have a chance. At least he's been in there for a couple of occasions, you know, and the goalkeeper's made two saves against him.
Well, the first meeting between Louis van Gaal and Brendan Rodgers came at the back end of summer, didn't it? As this shot from Mario Balotelli goes wide the left-hand side. And that meeting was in a game in America, of course, which United won 3-1. What's happening here? He's gone back to talk to who? Steven Gerrard, the referee? Martin Atkinson?
Good referee. And allowed play to continue. Van Persie just having a word with Mr. Atkinson and saying there was no need. You know, that was just two lads being competitive. The referee played the advantage for Van Persie, as I say, who played it wide to Falcao, on to Van Persie, and he tried to head it across for Herrera, who'd got forward from midfield. It was an easy take for Brad Jones. But Liverpool have gone the length of the field. Another strike for Balotelli. And, you know, that's what you'll say. You know, in this second half, he's had three opportunities, two well saved by the goalkeeper, and that third one from distance. That was a very good shot and looked like it wasn't too far away.
That's our Markovic crossing the halfway line, running up pace, putting a ball in. Perfect for Balotelli, surely. No, it stopped again. Well, this is becoming a joke. Goodness me. Had to score with a striker's instinct from that. Markovic's ball was absolutely spot on. Balotelli has to score. You can't keep missing those.
What a ball, though. That was absolutely inch perfect. Played just the inside of Johnny Evans. He didn't have the pace to go with Mario Balotelli. He was in. The goalkeeper came out, spread himself. Once again, he's gone with a side foot. I thought he should have went with a bit of power and go high. I've seen too many Liverpool players go low with the strike, and it makes it easy for the goalkeeper to make the save. Go high, go, you know, across the keeper, and you might have had a better chance. But De Gea, who's been in great form for Manchester United, has done well. Great ball. Absolutely fantastic ball. Pinch perfect. High. See how he's rolled it? Just got to go high.
Herrera will pick it up far left side, plays it back for Young. Young then finds Fellaini. Too much space. He's 35 yards from goal. Easily chinks around the side of Allen. Now it's ending up with Mata, edge of the box. Chips one into the penalty area. Lovren heads away, brought down by Robin van Persie. Left footed, struck one goalwards and tipped over the bar by Brad Jones.
Great skill, was a brilliant skill from van Persie. He just faked his shoot there, and Cole O'Toole dropped off. He brought it down. Skirtle didn't come out early enough to close him down. He hit it on the volley. Very good save by Brad Jones. He was in a good position to make the save of the keeper there. I think a yard or so to his right or left might have found him wanting, but there's a difference with the finishing, isn't it? There he goes high, which makes the keeper, you know, have to make a very, very good save. Whereas at the other end, Balotelli's, you know, side foots the shot straight at David De Gea in the Man United goal.
That was fantastic from Robin van Persie. Corner kick from United has resulted. Played from Young to Herrera. Now Mata, corner of the Liverpool penalty area, put it in low, volleyed away by Martin Skrtel. Johnny Evans, halfway line, left-hand side. I think we'd all like it to end right now. And it has. And it's ended with a reverse of the scoreline which we had here back in March. 9 months ago, Liverpool were rampant. Today it's United who score three and Liverpool none. And the gulf between Liverpool and Manchester United, third place Manchester United in the Premier League, is 10 points. And the problems mount and mount for Brendan Rodgers. He doesn't have the solutions at the moment, and the pressure is rising. Manchester United 3, Liverpool 0.
Yeah, just great to see Steve, just looking at Raheem Sterling. He was just in the centre circle there, you know, just lying on his back, had his shirt over the top of his head, absolutely, totally frustrated, because he knows the chances that he had could have been the difference in this game. It's a very strange game to analyse. Liverpool had plenty of really good chances, much more than I've seen in previous games that they played in, didn't take them, and then they were punished at the other end. Joe Allen, when he got nutmegged by Valencia, who picked out Wayne Rooney. Wayne continued, didn't go with him, he didn't stick with his man. Rooney finished it well. Second goal, header by Van Persie on to Juan Mata, 3 or 4 yards offside, not seen by the assistant. Massive turning point in the game for United to get it 2-0 up. And then Liverpool started well in the second half, created the chances. De Gea was in excellent form once again, and Liverpool don't defend at the other end and concede a third. That about sums up the game. Liverpool at one end couldn't convert the chances created, and the other, unfortunately, didn't defend well enough.
What's Brendan Rodgers going to say? How will he explain things to the media afterwards?
Well, I think we'll just say this has been systematic of how things have gone recently. You know, you can't fault the effort of the players, you can't fault the attitude of the players, there's other things in question about that. What you can fault is they're creating chances and they're not finishing them, and that is something that you can work on and you can get better at. But the other end, you have got to be more focused defensively. You have got to make sure that when you're out there, Moreno's got to say, I'm a left wing back, i.e. left back first. If I can attack, that's a bonus, but make sure I defend first. And everyone across the back line's got to say the same thing. They were flashing at balls. The third goal came when Lovren, when the ball came to him, instead he just putting his foot through it, flashed at it, straight into Mata. He played it back into the path of Van Persie, and he side foots into the back of the net. They're the little moments in games. It's the difference between, you know, strong defenders, strong mentally, and players at the moment who are really feeling the pressure of being in this Liverpool side.
Are Liverpool more defensively suspect than they were last season?
That's very hard to say, because they were last season. Mm. Sturridge, Sterling, Henderson, Suarez and Gerrard must the defence, because they were so good going forward and they were overpowering teams and they were scoring like they did here. They overpowered Manchester United early on but didn't get the goals. Then you have the chance for Sterling, saved by De Gea, when you go the length of the field and you give away a goal, that's not good defending. You know, that's where you've got the organised leaders, people pushing into positions. Hey, if Moreno's out of position, Joe Allen, you come over here and help out and sit in his position and make sure you cover anything that's going on. And then once he's one and one, Lovren's got to come across. Because if you think, Lovren should be saying to himself, what happens if Valencia beats Joe Allen? Am I in a position to cover? No, I'm not. Well, I should be. That's his job. You've got to read the game. You've got to read the situations. They're not doing it. They're isolating players, saying, oh, he's OK. No, he's not. You've got to think the worst. Every time the ball goes into your end of the field, it should be painted red. Danger. You've got to see danger all the time. They're not seeing the danger. They're letting things develop, and then they're reacting to it. You've got to act in football, not react. Too late when you react.
The Radio City Sport Liverpool Matchbook. Radio City Sport.
With Hampson Hughes Solicitors in a league of their own. Call 0800 888 6888.